Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're live on a cloudy afternoon in Seattle, Washington. So today we're covering a couple of subjects. What's our purpose? And how our purpose, our life goals, what we're doing here relates to ancient Lemuria and Atlantis. I know, it's like, what? But in actuality, we have a lot in common with ancient mythology, or is it ancient mythology? So we'll get into that subject today. But the purpose of my show and my work is to help us all become intuitives and healers, because it is our natural abilities, and they are our natural abilities, and we just sometimes forget that it's part of our life and part of how we can free ourselves to be the best that we can in the world today. So if you'd like to phone in to chat about the subject today, to ask a question, or to get a free reading, please call 202-570-7057. And before we get much further into the show today, let's start with a quick guided meditation with the crystal Fallon, a citrine Lemurian quartz. And so Fallon weighs about 8 pounds. Citrine Lemurian is a yellowish cast to a quartz crystal called Lemurian quartz, and we'll talk about that in a bit here. But imagine that you can connect with this crystal in the way that your intuition works most strongly. So seeing, hearing, feeling, or knowing. Of course, we're all a combination of those. So just let your intuition guide you into this meditation, starting at the top of your head. Breathe mind, body, and spirit more tightly together. Starting at the top of your head, work down your face, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. The top of your head to the bottom of your feet. As you do that, just feel your energy clearing out, getting more grounded in your body, feeling more solid on the planet. And now starting at your feet, imagine this gold light that is Fallon filling you up with healthy, positive energy, starting from your feet, past your knees, your hips, your solar plexus, your chest, your heart chakra, your shoulders, your throat, your face, and your crown chakra, the top of your head. And just notice with each beat of your heart, this gold light is flooding your body with healing gold light. And know that that energy will be connected to you for the rest of the show, whether you're listening live or in the archives. So, to today's subject, purpose, our life purpose, what we're here for, what does that have to do with ancient Atlantis and Lemuria? So, I'm an intuitive and spiritual consultant and a certified past life regression specialist. And it took me a long time to say spiritual consultant out loud, or even to put it on my website, because partly I grew up in a spiritual tradition that I left, and because I see a lot of people out there mixing up life coaching and spiritual wisdom and all different manners of spiritual thought. And I, having left the tradition I was born in, just, you know, didn't think I was really interested in something else. And then I met the Crystal Fallon back in 2009. Well, I'll talk more about Fallon in an upcoming webinar on working and healing with crystals. It was quite an experience for me because I had been chatting with what I'll call non-humans on a long drive back from Oregon, Portland, Oregon, to Seattle. And at some point during that two-hour conversation, while I was driving, I became aware that these were not beings that were based here on our planet. And I was like, okay, that's fine, but they were on a different planet. And I'm like, wow, am I like talking to aliens, and what does that mean? But they were showing me past lifetimes with what they called my ancient partner, and said my partner was coming back to me. And I'm like, okay, fine. And like most of us, we'd think, well, you know, spiritual terms or even intuition, a partner would be like non-physical. So much to my surprise, I met this partner in person. I went to a crystal workshop, just curious about crystals, and the person conducting the workshop said, oh, anyone want to experience the energy of this crystal ball? Go ahead and pick it up. And I thought, oh my God, a crystal ball. Pretty much what a number of my clients say to me, or say, like, I looked at your website and I see a crystal ball, and I'm like, okay, not sure if I'm going there or not. Well, imagine my surprise when I picked up this crystal and sat down and looked in it, and there were all those beings that had been talking to me over the last several months and staring at me, smiling at me. And I went, oh my gosh, this is the partner they were talking to me about. Well, it took 9 months for me to convince the person that the crystal was with that he and I belonged together. And during those 9 months, the crystal and I were chatting. And yes, I say he, because I experience all life, regardless of what it is, as male or female energy. It's, you know, I don't even think about it. It's just, that's there. It pronounced, it shows itself that way. So whatever. So it was male, and over conversations, he said his name was Fallon, and I'm like, okay, fine. So the long and short of that is eventually Fallon came to live with me, and eventually we started having a lot of conversations. And I will be talking about this more in a webinar at the Learn It Live platform on October 5th. I think that's a Wednesday, October 5th. Let me look that up while I'm talking. And explaining, you know, kind of what Thursday, October 5th. No, that's next year. All right, Robin. Good job. Oh, it is Thursday, October 5th. So what we're looking at is this crystal and life choices and getting used to this energy in my house and realizing this was not a normal dimensional energy, which is the reason why he got carved up into a crystal ball in the first place. But it was our conversation that leads to the discussion here today about Atlantis and Lemuria, and the idea that we have been here for a very long time, and we're remembering that time, and that's maybe interfering with our choosing to create a soul purpose or a life purpose or learning to fully experience it. And what we talked about eventually as we were chatting over those months while he was sitting in a bowl of Lemurian dirt that he came in, and chatting about, you know, what we knew, and remembering, I was remembering that this was not the first time we had been together, that in fact we had been together for many eons and many previous lifetimes of my lifetimes. But as a crystal, he'd been in that same body for all of those, what I call lifetimes, for all of those eons, meaning that he didn't forget his purpose or what the world was like. And one of the conversations we had was like, how did we get separated? How did that happen? Not just me dying and taking new bodies, but how did we really get separated? And that was a very sobering conversation about what happened in ancient times. So again, while I'll be talking about that in more depth in a free webinar next week on claiming home, it turns out that most of us who came here then stayed. We came here to create a planet of equals, of all beings coming together to share their skill sets, to share their knowledge, to share how we could create a civilization and a planet of equality with all beings, regardless of the form they took. So that's how I created my concept of planetary connection, of all life being equals. But imagine trees and volcanoes and wind and rain and the sunshine and animals and people and all manner of things, including the buildings and now our businesses, all being alive and having a soul, being conscious, having a purpose, having a choice to live that purpose, and definitely having opinions about it. And then something happened, and the world that we created went away. And those of us who had partners, like Fallon, went away. And what was that? And, you know, we talk now about the ancient myth of Lemurian Atlantis. And in fact, I discovered in early 2010, in talking with Fallon and remembering those times with him, that those places were real, that we were real, and that it resonates with us today. It ended in cataclysm, multiple cataclysms. And it reverberates today in a feeling of longing for home and a feeling of fear. And as I see more and more with my clients, as well as my friends, with a loss of purpose. So we'll be back in a few minutes.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
This segment of The Practical Intuitive is brought to you by Terry Kent of AmberstonePets.com. Years ago, Terry struggled with fleas and ticks on her four dogs but ruled out pesticides. Then she heard about raw Baltic amber. A fossilized tree resin, raw Baltic amber, has been used for years in Europe to protect cats and dogs from fleas and ticks. Terry founded AmberstonePets.com 8 years ago to offer safe, organic, and beautiful pet collars that naturally repel fleas and ticks. How? The amber's aromatic properties are released into the pet's coat and spread by body oils from friction and body heat. The collars are available in several styles for cats and dogs, from kittens and puppies to giant breeds. Visit AmberstonePets.com, choose raw Baltic amber collars for your pets, and enter Om Times at checkout for free shipping. Order today at AmberstonePets.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then boom! Everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee, and they recycle it to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're live in Seattle, Washington. And once again, I'd like to invite you to call in with questions or comments or for quick readings to 202-570-7057. Be happy to chat with you. And if you're shy and don't want to come on the radio, which I understand, please email me a question or concern at robin@robinfritz.com. That's robynfritz.com. You can also contact me on Facebook at The Practical Intuitive, Robin M. Fritz, and message me there. And I do have a couple of messages that I will talk about here in a few minutes. But back to life purpose and ancient Lemuria and Atlantis, just quickly to kind of loop this back into the thread here, because and I said in the beginning that it took me a long time to call myself an intuitive and spiritual consultant. And sure, religious tradition that I grew up in that I didn't decide to stick with, but also my personal life experience. I'm handicapped, and I have been handicapped for many years. And in that experience, I lost everything I had. I lost my finances. I lost my career. But I also lost my self-confidence and self-esteem. And it took many, many years to get that back. It took many years to regain my health. And I still struggle because the physical issues that keep me handicapped affect my daily life. And so when people call me and they tell me about their health woes, I get it. I totally get it. It is not easy, right? I had to search for meaning. And maybe that's where we find a spiritual connection that matters to us, when we really have to search for it, whether we're suffering or whether we're just curious and we're looking for meaning. And in the early years, I was suffering from these issues. I was essentially a hermit. I really couldn't get out much, and I didn't even have animals at that time. For a lot of that time, and I, just was out there walking around, and then I started connecting with things. All right, I started connecting with non-humans who had a deeply spiritual presence in the world, going about their jobs, some of them jobs beyond what we can even imagine. I mean, the jobs that my animal families have shown me that they've come to do since my first dog came back to me in 1998, all the way through that. I just astounded at the things other beings do. We're going about our daily lives just trying to put food on the table and a roof over our heads and searching for some meaning, something to give depth to our lives, and they came in that way. And so did a number of the beings. I mean, I've talked to an oil slick. It had a very definite idea of what it was supposed to be used for. And, a great deal of mourning over not going to be used because it was spilled and wasted. So, it started me thinking on the road of what is purpose, what is our role in the world, and how does that create meaning for us? And is there sole purpose in pain and suffering and disability? In a hard life, a very hard life, my hard life, when other people seem to complain about hangnails. It's like, wow, really? And it's humorous and true, but also deeply inspirational. Things aren't meant to be. If I believed that all the suffering that I've endured and all the suffering I see around me and clients and friends and family, and if that's what's meant to be, why are any of us choosing to stay? Because there's no point in that. What the point is making the best of the situation and trying to find a way through it. And that's where you become holy and sacred, and where you truly live up to that job that you came here to do, that you took a body to do, and that I talk about over and over again, soul growth. And soul growth doesn't have to be ugly and miserable like my life was for a long time, but soul growth does take work. It takes sitting down and doing it, and it takes digging through the pain and figuring out a way forward and dealing with things as they show up. But in addition to that, so I can say I can speak to those of you who are suffering physically and emotionally from current life woes, but you're also, a lot of us are also wondering, like, why don't I feel like I'm home? Why do I feel like there's more out there? What does that mean to me? And what will it mean later? Well, I can tell you, through my work as a past life regression specialist, that your soul knows more about itself than any intuitive or healer can tell you, and just looking intuitively at you. That's why I love soul regression hypnotherapy so much, because in working with people to explore their past lives, they see their life, previous lifetimes. But and they also, you know, can believe it then. I mean, they can really see that, you know, this life is an extension of other lives and, you know, just another experience for your soul to get through on some days, and really love and embrace at others. But what about the feeling lost and like you don't belong? And you know, I started seeing people coming to me in Fallon, and because Fallon is a crystal ball, right? And you're out there practicing with a crystal ball, that brings in all sorts of people who are just plain curious about why you're so weird, Robin. Why are you so weird, Robin? Well, because I met up with my ancient partner and you just turned out to be a crystal ball. Dang it. You know, like, why couldn't it have been like $60 million or something like that? But then, you know, Fallon has his own views about that. But people were coming to me and they were asking me, why I feel so lost. I don't feel like I belong. I feel like something's missing. And I'd look at them and I would not see the human in front of me. I would see something like tall bird-like beings who could fly. And I'd think, what the heck is going on here? And I'd say, well, you know, hard to know what to, you know, say to people like that when you see something that is not human sitting in front of you and they're longing for home. And it started to piece together when I said, you know, just sit back for a moment and close your eyes and just forget that you're sitting here in a human body. Just, what is the thing that you would really want to most do right now? If you could just do anything, what would you want to do? And every single time that person said, I'd love to fly. Okay, then. They want to fly. Deep down inside, they want to fly. And I see an ancient, tall, bird-like being. So, you know, Earth is a fascinating place. And I know for a fact that other civilizations are studying us, because one of my weird jobs is to monitor those who are doing that and helping other people put a stop to that, as Earth is in a sensitive, evolving place right now and we can't handle being messed with, right? Think of it as other beings looking at us as we look at ants and ant farms. Not hostile, just curious, just investigating, just researching. But most of us who are old souls are also remembering an ancient past and a time when Earth was a place where we all came together to create something new and vibrant, and then something happened to it. And that's why you feel like you're missing something, because that lifetime went away. That planet that we created went away. But the good news is it's coming back to us. Now, finally, it's coming back to us. And so I'd like to talk about that more in my webinar next week, because it's pretty involved. But it talks about ancient energies and how energies are shifting, and that the energies that were here when we created this planet together were multidimensional, as they'd have to be since we all came from other star systems, right? But those multidimensional energies had to go away under the weight of the cataclysm. And now they're coming back. So while other people talk about the Earth revolving in different energies and that kind of thing, and I kind of scratch my head and go like, what are they talking about? I don't get it. What I do get is that the energy of energy healing, the energy of using your intuition, all of that is taking a different form now because those ancient ideas and those ancient concepts and ancient ways of a lost time are coming back to us, and that is giving us new purpose and a new sense of belonging. Because here's the plain and simple fact: while we may have come from different star systems, and we certainly did, many of us, we also chose to stay. We had an opportunity to leave and we didn't take it because we were committed to this noble experiment. Consider it Star Trek for real. This noble experience of creating a planet where we could all love each other and ourselves, regardless of the body or the form that we were in. And it's amazing and it's wonderful. And so if you feel like flying, yeah, okay. But there are other beings besides those ancient bird-like beings. And we have all had many different soul incarnations or not. You know, we stayed in the afterlife for a long period of time. But, you know, those places were real. They are here still in different dimensions. There are beings from those different dimensions that are visiting us. They have nothing but good times and love in mind. And it's time for us to meet them and join with them. So what does that have to do with our soul purpose? Well, it has to do with relaxing around those feelings of not feeling like you belong here. Understand that it comes from fear, which is totally real and acceptable. When you see your planet caving in around you, fear would be a natural response, but it also became part of our DNA. So we'll be back in a few minutes.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcott, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from Spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. He realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're live here in Seattle, Washington. So I'd like to go back to my advertiser, Terry Kent, AmberstonePets.com. Terry discovered raw Baltic amber as a natural flea and tick repellent, but what most of us know raw Baltic amber for is anti-inflammatory and pain relief for people, and for animals, of course, like teething babies and people with arthritis and inflammatory conditions. And so Terry and I were talking about it, and she's created a product for Om Times listeners. You can find it at her website at amberstonepets.com. And she's created a necklace and a bracelet and an anklet for people who need anti-inflammatory relief and would like to try raw Baltic amber and see how it works for them. And I also suggested she added a few crystals to it. So I hooked her up with a crystal person I know, and she's added a beautiful piece of quartz, clear quartz, to it. And quartz helps amplify energies and also can remind you of Fallon, who's a crystal quartz. And turquoise, which is good for grounding and protection. And they're beautiful necklaces. And so if you're looking for gifts for the holidays or something for yourself to relieve pain, check it out at amberstonepets.com. So back to this week's topic on purpose and what we're here for and so on. So here's our deal. And I also have a couple of email readings I want to do here quickly. And actually, this next comment's going to lead right into the email request. So we're looking to find our purpose. And, you know, really our purpose is very simple. We do maybe have tough jobs. We can have tough lives. I mean, I'm the first to admit mine has been very tough, you know. And I didn't just become handicapped years ago. Just as I was recovering 3 years ago, I had a terrible, terrible accident. Lost the use of my hands for a year, and it's taken me 3 years to recover from that. And PTSD, which is a real thing and doesn't just happen to soldiers and needs to be better talked about and better treated in our culture. So I've had multiple things happen to me over the years, and I know how we can feel like we lose our way. But the thing of it is, you're forgetting when you do that, as I did for a period of time, that when we chose bodies, we chose the experience of having a body. And that means you're born, fun happens, crap happens, and you die. And that's really it. And it can be a very liberating thought. I mean, you can find all sorts of meaning in it, and all different religious and spiritual traditions have. But the meaning is that it is an amazing planet that we're on. And if you open up your intuition and your natural healing abilities and you walk around, you can have a fascinating conversation with a tree, with a cloud system, with anything. Because that ancient planet that we created eons ago is still here. It was broken, but it's still here. And you are still capable of having that conversation with it and creating this beautiful life for yourself that is an inspiration to you and a reminder to the world around you that love is real and love really can triumph over everything. Now, I used to think love was really schmaltzy, and I pull away from that. And it was because I was afraid to love. And I really needed to learn how to do that. And I learned that from my very patient animal companions, watching how easy it was for them to love me even when I was cranky. So there is that. And we'll come back into having some more of those conversations here. But I want to pop into the questions that were emailed me. And these were after my weekly Facebook Live at the Om Times magazine page, where they're supporting Om Times every week and supporting you. And so you're welcome to join me tomorrow. And on my Facebook page, The Practical Intuitive, Robin M. Fritz, where we're going to be talking about this subject again tomorrow briefly. But I had an email question last week from someone, and she said, I've been having lots of trials and tribulations in my life and feeling lost for quite some time now. And I know I have special powers and important things in this world to do, but I don't know what or how. So if you see or sense anything for me, I'd be most grateful. And because I'm a medium, she added, and if you see if my dad has anything he wants to say to me. So this is for Linda Marie in Sweden. So Linda, I sat down and I, you know, spent a few minutes looking at this before the show, and you know, your spiritual team was very, very adamant that it's time that you need. And I know that sounds very frustrating because you feel like you've had, and you have had, and I totally believe you, trials and tribulations, and you feel lost. I totally get that. That's part of what this show was about, to show you that I get that because I've been there. I don't just deal with it with clients. I've dealt with it in my own life for most of my life has been trials and tribulations. And we all have the special powers of intuition and healing. You just need to tap them. So what I would like you to do to tap into this for yourself is I want you to do some experimenting and then get back to me, Linda. And that's document what you're doing intuitively and healing-wise every single day. And that means hands on yourself for healing. Go to my Facebook page, with the Practical Intuitive Robin M. Fritz. I think I did last week or the week before on our natural intuitive and healing abilities and an energy healing tip that you can use, because part of your energy, like mine was in that time, is it's very frenetic and it's very bouncy here and there and everywhere. And it's hard for you to pull that back in and get the level of calm so that you can reflect and let that inner purpose move out of you, because it's like too much noise in your environment, and too much noise is messing you up. So keep moving through them is the message from your team. Keep moving through them. Practice some deep breathing to help you get calm and work on getting grounded. Now, when I was working with, well, I still am, but when I was originally working with weather and land systems and oil spills and all kinds of things like that, I learned that those are very large systems and we can easily get ungrounded. So one of the things I did was buy crystals. So investigate, and this is coming right now from your team right at this moment. Shiva Lingam, which is a ling, L-I-N-G-H-A-M, is a stone from India. And okay, so it's technically fertility, but it's also a very, and we don't need more fertility, but it's very grounding and balancing, and it feels like some kind of a gentle energy that will help soothe your frenetic energies. And look at your trials and tribulations and be exasperated with them and be done with them and thank them for showing up and tell them to get the hell away from you, because it's time that you have something better show up for you, that and you're aware of the simple fact that life isn't easy. So here's what I did. I would set the buzzer for 20 minutes and I'd yell and scream and rant and rave and cry and throw things. And when the buzzer went off, I was done with it. And that's what you have to do, Linda, because you're caught up in this cycle of too much things that are bad, too many things that are bad are going wrong for you. And just get it out. Let that energy of that move through you so that you can invite your spiritual team in and they'll tell you, take time to explore your possibilities, what you're growing into, the work that you want to do, that you're growing into, that will start to show up when you relax and just release the energy of the trials. And I know it's hard, and I know I had to do that too. I had to focus on something else to bring that back, but focus on how beautiful your soul is, how beautiful you are, and how important you are to the world, because every single one of us is important. And that will lead you through. And your dad says, look 10 years out. Okay, so your dad is saying, hey, hang around, be here with us, look 10 years out. This is going to seem like a dream in a different lifetime. So it may seem slow to you, but there's a lot of growth that you can accomplish in that. So do some practical exercises, learn how your intuition works, learn how your natural healing ability works, and get back to me and let me know how that works for you. So, and practice that flow of equality. So thank you for that email message. And another question that I was emailed, again from the Facebook Live last week, from Geraldine, what do you see for me health-wise? Well, that's a wide open subject, okay? And I'm laughing at myself, not at you, Geraldine, because it's like, okay, yeah, wow, wide open subject. And so there's lots of little things that are happening that are leading to exhaustion and depression, ennui, as they call it. And it's taking time for you to work through that. One of the things I would suggest is checking with a good naturopath on proper supplements and proper things that will help defeat the exhaustion that leads to depression. For me, it was adrenal function, partly adrenal function. So, you know, you might think about that. And I know that made a huge difference. And it was also just a whole lot of host of underlying things. And what I've had to do over the years is concentrate really hard on the things that I needed to do to get well. Healthy food, of course, exercise. I did a yoga practice. I got regular chiropractic and massage care. And I still do. And those things matter. So what your team is showing me is lots of little things that can be altered through more attention to how you're nourishing yourself physically through your food and spiritually and intuitively, and allowing yourself to go ahead and not feel well, and then saying, okay, then I'm done with it. I'm done with it too, but it still comes back to haunt me and mess up my life, especially in times of stress, which it's certainly been stressful lately. And know that that too passes, and treat yourself. Take a day off, take time off, do something that you really want to do, even if it's sitting and reading a book, because you deserve it. You deserve to feel well. You deserve health and happiness, and you don't let yourself feel like you don't deserve it, which a lot of us do when we're feeling ill. I remember actually saying something to that years and years ago, and somebody said, are you kidding me? You don't deserve any of this that happened to you. We get into that trap of thinking that because something happened, we did something wrong, and you didn't. So quit thinking that and take charge of your health and move forward and look for those supplements and those things that will support you. So thank you for your email, Geraldine. Let me know how that works for you, and we'll be back after the break.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're live in Seattle, Washington, and we're pretty much out of time for callers today, but in the future, 202-570-7057. And so I've had a couple of people ask me lately about wanting to find love. And I'm not the expert on love in terms of relationships with other humans. But here's what I know from my practice and what I know from watching other people. How much, okay, if you're longing for human companionship, how much of that longing is going out versus coming into you? In other words, a lot of people that I know are so focused on the love going out and wanting to have somebody to love them that they're actually failing to love themselves. And I certainly had that issue all those years when I was handicapped. But sometimes we want things so bad that we're locking ourselves out of our future. We're blocking ourselves from growing. So the first and most important thing for all of us is to love ourselves, complete with our flaws, complete with our mistakes, however embarrassing they are, however frustrating they are, because that's how we continue to grow. And accepting ourselves and all of our glory and all of our failings helps us continue to grow and to move on. And by loving ourselves and by saying, okay, I don't care that I'm 10 pounds overweight, however the world thinks I look, or that I need a haircut or whatever it is, you adoring yourself is what attracts other people to you. You don't have to reach out and try to change yourself to attract other people to you. And that's what a lot of people are telling me. How do I change myself to be attractive to another person? You don't. You just become who you really are. Let yourself out. Let yourself be that person. And as talking about ancient Atlantis and Lemuria, remembering that, you know, as far as I see, most of us are old souls. I've heard the rumor that there are new souls out there. I personally have not met any. Which just means that I haven't met any, and the only thing I ever talk about is what I know from personal experience. So remember, too, that your longing for love is also going back to these ancient times. It's longing for connection, and that longing for connection goes out everywhere. And it isn't just an accident or a lot of lonely people who can't make good friends on Facebook or meetups or in the neighborhoods that fall in love with animals and have animals love them. It's part of that ancient thing where we're loving something not because of the body that it's in, because of the soul that's presenting to us. So if you're out there looking for love in a human form, male or female, what does love look like to you, and how do you demonstrate that in your life? How do you let that shine out? Because letting that out instead of hiding behind it is how you find that person who's out there for you. And there has to be more than one, because how could you just meet one out of however many billions of people there are out there? So there are lots of possibilities. How close are they to the love that you are showing for yourself? So I'm inviting you to tune in to my show here in the month of October. I had some really fun and interesting and out there subjects to talk with you about coming up, and I'd love it if you would call in and start and be part of the conversation at any of these shows coming up in the next few weeks. On October 2nd, we're going to talk about reincarnation. Is reincarnation real? All right. On October 9th, what's up with crystals? I'll tell you the story of Fallon, for one thing. That's a pretty amazing story. October 16th, clearing ourselves and clearing our spaces. And this is where we're going to be looking at how we clear out all the muck in our lives and make room for less muck, right? For good things. October 23rd and the 30th, at the end of the month, we're going to be talking about the afterlife. Okay, I'm not a medium like other mediums. I became a reluctant medium because my dad showed up and asked me to help him work with the dead. My dad being dead for many years was kind of convincing in that. So on October 23rd, we're going to talk about what the afterlife is really like, not what your culture or religion says. And on October 30th, we're going to talk about the reason I became a medium, the stuck dead, the dead who haven't made it to the afterlife, why that happens, and what we can do about making sure we don't end up like that, and how we can make sure our loved ones have smooth sailing to the afterlife. And it's all a matter of choice. It's not a matter of bad things that we did or that were done to us. So, and those are in tune too with the webinars that I'm offering at the Experts Platform at ohmtimes.com. So next Thursday, October 5th at noon, Claiming Home from Lemuria to Atlantis. October 11th, Animals, the Afterlife and Reincarnation. The 12th, Working with and Healing with Crystals. And the 19th, Clearing Ourselves and Clearing Our Spaces. So let's come together in this next month, share and grow together and experience what we can create now as a community that is well aware of previous incarnations and where we can go in the future. For example, did you know that soul regression hypnotherapy, which is what I do with past life regression, can also look at future lives? Isn't that fascinating? I found that out by accident, just as I found out about past life regression by having accidental memories, remembering things. And as for the future, I was having a recurrent dream, and it was so vivid, and it was so precise in all the details that I finally called up my best friend from high school, who's known me since high school. And I said, did my mom ever give me this kind of thing? And she's like, are you crazy? Like, those things weren't even invented back when we were. So the future is there for us. So what does that have to do with our conversation today? We keep coming back in different bodies, in different forms, to experience love. And it's really hard to be human. It's really hard to be human because we don't believe ourselves and trust ourselves. And if you spend any time with an animal, for example, they don't have any problems with that. They're very happy being a cat. They're very happy being a dog. And when you get short-tempered with them, they look at you like, would you like a cookie? You know, do you think you could relax around it? But the same thing, have you ever had a conversation with an old growth tree? I mean, I have. They're pretty amazing creatures. Beings, whatever you want to call them, they are amazing, and they have very, very long memories, but not the length of memory that a crystal has. So in thinking about today and our show today and where we go from here, what is our soul purpose? Our soul purpose in every single incarnation is to grow in love. We make mistakes in life. We have triumphs. We have tragedies. We have difficult lives like I've had, and then the sun comes out every day, right? You know, and I remember, and I hope this gives comfort to those who are suffering, because I know what you're going through. I remember sitting there being really miserable and horrible pain long before they could figure out what was wrong with me, and just enough pain that you would be screaming in. And I looked out and I saw a seagull land on the building next door, and I thought, you know, life goes on. And that may not seem like a profound thought, but it's all part of this. What is life? What is our soul purpose? How does it connect to ancient times? We have worry and angst over our current condition. In some ways, our current world looks grimmer and grimmer by the day. And you don't even want to turn on your computer or the TV to find out what kind of crap we're dealing with next. But worry and angst also help us find our purpose. So what would you like to do while you're here learning to love yourself, while you're here learning to love other life? Whatever you're doing, bagging groceries, doing the work that I'm doing, doing whatever you're doing, it's necessary, it's needed and wanted, and you are important. And you do have a feeling of loss and longing. And what did I miss? What we miss is that ancient world we came here to create. Well, guess what? It's coming back. And we can bring it back together. So join me next week and we'll talk about that. And now we've covered a lot today, so I'd like you to help me close out the show by doing this energy healing technique I learned from a goddess. And listen, if I can learn from a goddess when I didn't believe in gods and goddesses, we can all learn from something. So cross your hands over your heart, breathe into your heart, and breathe in just positive, healthy energy into the palms of your hands. There are healing palms. All of our palms have healing energy. Then hold those palms in front of your face and just breathe. Feel the air blowing into the palms. And imagine that you're sharing your love and contentment with the world. And then just turn and hold those palms out and let that energy go where it will. And we'll talk about energy too, probably in November, how it's sentient and does what it wants to do. And just imagine that going out. And now cross your hands on your heart again and breathe in that healthy energy. And know that if you're feeling that you don't belong here on this planet and that you feel lost, you do belong because you chose to stay. We didn't realize how hard it was going to be. We still don't realize how hard it was, but we're remembering. And that is remembering that you came here to love, and you can continue to do that by loving yourself first. Now breathe that into the palms of your hands. And then put your palms back on your heart. And just breathe in that love. And when you're feeling stressed, just take time to breathe. I know, we don't think about that, but most of us don't breathe correctly. Breathe straight from your solar plexus. Let it fill you up. And join me at Facebook Live and join me at my webinar at theexperts.com. experts.ohmtimes.com/Robin Fritz. Thank you, and we'll see you next week. Peace.